Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Colossians chapter 1, we were talking about Jesus paying our sin debt and God reconciling our account at the judgment seat. Let's continue with that study today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
And when the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
If the thoughts that you've had for 24 hours a day, the last 7 days, could be put on a screen, or you take your mate, your friends, your parents, your children, whoever else are your intimates, and imagine they could see every thought you've ever had about them. Would they still be your friend? Would they still really like you? Would they really want anything to do with you again? Would we respect you if we saw those thoughts on the screen? Well, Jesus knows, according to 1 Corinthians 4:5 and Hebrews 4:12, every thought you have ever had. The Gnostics of that day, they thought only the spirit was good. But all is not good, and it was by a body of flesh and blood that Jesus Christ reconciled man to himself. In Hebrews 10:5, it says, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith, Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." His love is so great that although our thought life and heart is so desperately and deceitfully wicked, he loved us, shed his blood for our sins, and rose from the dead, that he might be the way and the truth and the life unto eternal life in heaven for each of us. Through his work, which he did, the relationship of peace with God can be restored, that relationship that was lost in Adam. Each month, our bookkeeper in our church reconciles accounts. She checks our bank balance, then our income, what was spent, and then must reconcile through a double-entry bookkeeping system. One day, our accounts will be checked, because we'll all give account of ourselves unto him, according to Romans 14:12 and also 2 Corinthians 5:10. Jesus paid our debt. The wages of our sin was death, but Jesus paid it. Jesus paid it all. That's why all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Our accountant doesn't make money. She just receives it. And she also writes checks when she sees the bills. You don't pay for the sin debt and earn salvation. However, it must be received. Have you seen your own incapability of heaven on your merit? You can't make it on your merit. My friend, you need a Savior. And Jesus Christ the Lord is that Savior. He wants to save you. He wants to give you everlasting life. And my friend, won't you let him do that? Why not right where you are admit your need? You're a sinner, just like me. We can't be good enough. We can't merit salvation. We can't merit anything of that nature. So admit our need. Let's just admit it. Yea, there is none righteous, no, not one. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do you realize that term "come short" has the idea of the continual tense? In other words, we continually come short of the glory of God. The glory of God is Jesus Christ. My friend, we all come short of Jesus Christ. Admit that you're a sinner. Be willing to turn from sin. That is repent. Turn from sin and depending on self. Acts 3:19 says, repent ye therefore and be converted. That is, give your life to Christ. Believe that Jesus Christ died for you on the cross, shedding his precious blood, that he was buried, and 3 days later he rose from the dead. And then through prayer, invite Jesus Christ to come into your life as your Lord and God and Savior. My friend, you can do that right now. You don't have to be in a church building to do that. You can do it right where you are right now. I'm going to form a prayer. Now, my friend, this prayer will only be words if you don't mean it. It's not the words that save you. It's the heart of belief and turning to Christ and commitment. It's kind of like a marriage. A couple walks forward and the preacher performs a ceremony. And I've performed many ceremonies and I've been to other ceremonies. And, you know, we don't always use the same words in every ceremony. And some preachers use different words than other preachers. But the idea is that couple is making a commitment. And it's to be for life. And when you're coming to Jesus Christ, it's a life commitment. So why not right now just pray these words? Dear God, I know I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his precious blood on the cross and died for my sins. I believe he was buried and 3 days later he rose up bodily from the grave. I right now invite Jesus Christ to come into my heart and my life as my Lord, as my God, as my Savior. Save me right now. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, my friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you just asked the Lord to save you, write us and let us know. I want to send you a booklet titled Building Blocks, and this will tell you how to grow in this new Christian life. It'll show you some things about how to study the Bible. It'll show you some doctrinal things that you should know. It will also show you how to pray, as the Bible tells us to. It will also tell about what kind of church we're to be in, and it will also tell you how to witness to someone else and show you actually how to lead another person to Jesus Christ. And I want to send that to you absolutely free. Just write us and let us know that you're listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast if you're already saved, and I'll also send you that booklet. But we want to hear from you. Again, if you're just saved, write us and let us know if you just ask the Lord to save you. And then also, I say this from time to time, and I want to say it right now. Lamp and Light broadcast has as its purpose to give you a study of a book of the Bible going verse by verse and to give you a greater depth of understanding, perhaps, into that book. It's to edify the body of Christ. But my friend, God has ordained the local church, and this ministry does not take the place of your local church. And so let me encourage you. Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, when your doors are open for your church, revival meetings, conferences, you be in your church, even if those services are going on while this message, this ministry is being broadcast in your area. If you've got to miss a day, you can always write and get the tape for a gift of $5. I see that my time is up, and I want to thank you again for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. And ask your friends to listen. That is how Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, may the lamp of God's Word be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is Dr. Andy Bloom, and our broadcast was over a little early today, and I want to take this time to just talk to you, you might say one-on-one, personally, as a brother in Christ to you. At the Lamp and Light broadcast, we have not spent our time asking you to send us your money. As a matter of fact, the only thing that we tell you as far as money is concerned is that if you would like a CD of that day's message, if you'll send a gift of $5 with your address and so forth so we will know where to send it, then we will send that to you. And so we have not been the kind that have asked for money, and right now I'm not asking for money, so don't turn us off because we're not asking for money. I am saying this, however. Your tithe and your offering belongs first to your local church. You say, well, my church is not a Bible-preaching church. Well, then you need to get out of that church if it's not a Bible-preaching church, okay? And that is your responsibility to come out from among them and be separate, as the Lord tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 6. But my friend, your responsibility is to tithe and offer to your local church. In my church, the Central Baptist Church of Ocala, Florida, we not only have the tithe, we have what we call faith promise. And this is what people pray and ask God to lay on their heart for a gift above their regular tithe and offering. And that gift that goes above the regular tithe and offering goes to missions. And this helps us to support missionaries around the world. And right now, we're supporting over 120 missionaries around the world. And therefore, we say the sun never sets on the gospel ministry of Central Baptist Church. And so that's where your tithe and offering begins. However, God may lay on your heart a specific ministry. You are listening to this radio broadcast right now, so you listen to Christian radio. And so, my friend, as you listen to Christian radio, you cannot support every radio preacher. You cannot support every program that comes on. However, you should pray and ask God if he would have you to support one of those programs. The program that usually needs the support is the program that teaches the Word of God as it is to men as they are. Now, friend, I do that, but I'm not the only preacher that does that. Others preachers do that as well. But it is important that they just use the Word of God. You've noticed that we do not beg for money on this broadcast, and we never want to do that. And hopefully that will never, ever happen here. This is the Lord's ministry, and we don't want to make it into a begging ministry. However, if God lays our ministry or another radio ministry upon your heart, that should be above your regular tithe and offering. Now, if God has laid it on your heart, then he will supply the need. So, my friend, let me ask you to do that and to ask God to use you to help these radio ministries, especially those that stick to the Word of God, our King James Bible, and teach it as it is to men as they are. Also, let me ask you to write radio ministries that preach the Word and teach it as it is to men as they are. We do that, and other ministries do that as well. I do not go out and speak in other churches very often. As a matter of fact, I like to stay close to home. And God has called me to pastor a local church and this radio ministry. So, my friend, it's rare that I get out in other churches. I was in one area where I had many come up to me afterwards and said, we listen to your broadcast. But not one of those had written us. Now, my friend, you do not have to send a financial gift to write us and encourage us and let us know that you're listening. Paul thought it was important in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 through 20, to ask the local church to pray for him. And in Philippians chapter 4, verse 15, he thanked the local church there that they communicated unto him. Now, my friend, let me just say that to you. Even though you may not be able to send a financial gift, write the radio ministries that preach and teach the Word and let them know that they are a blessing to your heart. We need to hear from you.